Okay, Doug, we got to have a conversation here about AI because these hyperscaler billionaires are just running right over the will of the people. And our government is alongside them doing the same. And I don't see how we're going to get out of this. It looks to me that AI, the systems of AI, and even the money that's supporting AI have no place to go but a huge collapse. And they're going to take out, like, all of us. Because what are we going to do when our energy price every month is, you know, $5,000? What keeps them from turning that meter on and then we're having to pay this bill? What happened to public utilities? I'm telling you, it looks like the end of the world to me. So I need you to give me some comfort today.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to provide solace, because all I was going to say is how actually true you are and correct you are, because this is the end of humanity. Let's remember that every single rich billionaire involved in AI in the three initial groups that were founded to set some boundaries to it, all three groups have been canceled. There are no more groups that are considering the dangers of AI, because they all concluded the exact same thing. It is the end of humanity.
And of course, we've heard this in the last few years, that it would be the end of humanity, but I didn't quite picture what that would be. But when you see these sprawling acreages of concrete and steel, and we know they don't have the energy to run it or the money to keep it going, it just takes over the countryside.
The one in Utah will use more power than the entire state of Utah. So one has to say immediately, excuse me, who came up with these plans? Those would be a failed system that is rushing towards something that they don't want to tell you about, and that's what I'll tell you about today. As I've mentioned many times before, of course, the richest people in the world are worried about living as long as they can. That's why they have baby blood infusions. And then they have to basically get rid of a lot of humanity so that that humanity doesn't get in their way when the end comes. All the billionaires know, because they have astrologers, because I used to be an astrologer for these people, they all know, and any astrologer should know this, and if they don't, then they shouldn't call themselves an astrologer, that we are at a crux. We're at the turning point when the war of all against all, which is all about egotism. Think about the leaders of the world. They're all massive egotists who believe that they're rushing for something. What are they rushing about? Because what they're rushing about is the cataclysmic predictions that Ben Davidson and so many others will tell you about, that the sun is either going to go in soon, within the next few months, is either going to turn, and it was supposed to turn in March. Matter of fact, I predicted it would turn in March, and it did, but then it turned right back on. So the sun goes through cycles. Right now, the cycle is off cycle because the poles of the sun have not shifted completely, which happens on an 11 or 22 year basis. So they know that, for instance, yesterday, they came out, the billionaires themselves, and said in multiple places, in multiple meetings, that climate change is not as cataclysmic as they thought. We don't need to focus on that.
Oh, that was such a freaking lie anyway.
But wait, what's the lie for? The lie is to rush us towards 2030 to 2040 when the end of the world comes because of the sun cataclysm. That's what they all believe, and they rightly should believe it. Problem was that for a while they had it mixed up, and because of the activity of the sun and predictions of what would happen with the sun in the near future, it was going to be another Maunder minimum, which would create an ice age. So now we're already seeing some of that in the North Atlantic affecting Greenland, Iceland, and the United Kingdom. And so you're already seeing that there's sections of the Earth that are going through cataclysmic weather conditions that have never happened in history before, in all of history. And we're also seeing the greatest bombardment that we've seen in modern history of X-class flares, coronal mass ejections, proton ejections, and so on and so forth. So what is the deal here? AI is the new war. We had a war against what? Radical Islamic terrorists.
Oh, we've had wars against drugs, wars against poverty, wars on terrorism, wars everywhere. The wars are nothing but a code word for the banks need to make money.
Precisely. And we always have to have a war. So now the war is not on terrorism because we had a Muslim president, for heaven's sakes, who then bombed his brother Muslims and created 26 million refugees that have created this invasion problem in Europe and in America and throughout the world. Why? Because they were, as I mentioned before, listen to King Charles. He's going to tell you the plan because he's an idiot.
He said, roll out digital ID. And then we see his, and that means Canada, Australia, all of his ministers there. And what do we see? This Kevin O'Leary, a Canadian, moving into Utah, slamming and jamming this AI crap down the throats of the Utah people. If I said Ohio, I meant Utah. And also there's another one that's coming. I don't know if it's O'Leary's, but it's like they want to put the king of England is controlling O'Leary through Canada. They put this beast right in the heart of America. Why? To surveil and control us. We are going to be nothing more but extensions of a mechanical matrix. I want some peace of mind. What the hell is going on?
I don't think you're going to get peace of mind unless you develop it yourself. And so those people who have it, have it. They're the remnant. And none of this apocalyptic stuff is going to actually affect them unless they take it personally.
Like I am?
When it is not really in your life.
Well, I mean, it's true. I look around my life. I don't see that in my life.
Precisely.
But I feel, but I'd still want to be engaged in the world to know what's coming at me.
Read the apocalypse. There are cataclysms happening at the same time that the redemption of the remnant is happening.
Yeah, I know. Revelation in the Bible. I don't mean to be disrespectful to all of you people out there, but you can find something in the Bible one way and then you find it contradicted in the other. So I see that. I know it's there, but it's like the sun. First it's a maunder minimum, then it's going to be a shift, then it's this, then it's that. It's just never any one thing solid.
Because we are in uncalculable times because of egotism. Look at what the egotism does in the world. So now, the ID is for the tax of carbon. Remember, King Charles is the biggest idiot on the face of the earth, and he's also the richest idiot. So what did he tell us the other day? He says, oh, I don't want to talk about climate change. I'm not interested in that anymore, even though he was saying that if they didn't get $5 trillion in the next year or two, that the world was ending. Now he doesn't say that. Now he says if you don't get ID everywhere in the world is ending. Well, that's because that's the same exact thing. The climate cataclysm was a reason for the carbon footprint tax. And this is what Britain has done since the UN was invented.
Yeah, but this is more than a tax. This is the control over your entire life. You know, and then we have this huge decline of population. It's going to get worse, people, and the stats are coming out now, but they still don't take into consideration the number of people that were vaccinated, the ones that died, are currently dying from the vaccine, or those that will be unable to reproduce. So humanity, where are we going from here? What, 144,000 people left and that's it?
If that,
right.
Now, 76 million people were affected by the injection, okay, that aren't going to be able to work. So the numbers are staggering. And then worldwide, nobody knows. Now, we don't know what's going on and we're always given false information. So the ID is not, it's about one thing. There's only one avenue of action left in the world today, and that's economic. So they need to control us through the ID, which is controlling us through the taxes, which controls us through not allowing us to grow food. Nobody can be independent. They won't allow you to do anything that would allow you to break away. They don't want any breakaway cultures. They don't want anybody going out and living in little communities that are perfectly happy. No, no, no. Everybody has to be surveilled from the sky, from the air, from everywhere. This is the air cataclysm. Lemuria was the fire, Atlantis was the water, this is the air, but through the air, what happens? You speak, and the egotism of one person can literally tell so many lies and so much propaganda so effectively now, because it's been going on for thousands of years, same old economic plan, which now has thrown out all culture, all religion, all education, none of that exists anymore. There's only one thing to consider, and that's what Trump is doing. Money, money, money. He also knows that he's got a short period of time.
Hello, Mr. Trump. You can get all that money, but if there aren't any people around, what's it good for?
They all think that they will be able to go into their hidey holes.
Oh, their bunkers. And that's it, people. When you see these billionaires going into their bunkers, get those septic trucks, you know? Roll them up there to the front door and pour your shit into their holes.
Now, the deal is, at first it was the world is going to freeze, then the world is going to overheat, then it's going to be climate, then it's going to be oil. Remember, a peak oil, when the oil runs out, we all die. And then it's now those wars still continue. And now it's just political wars, because these are ideologies that are fighting each other. But behind it is an economic foundation in oil. So when you look through the oil and you look through all of that, what do you get? They need a new war, because they found out that nobody's going to use a nuclear weapon, because there are none. So, and conventional warfare doesn't work anymore. But Germany, after basically committing suicide by blowing up Nord Stream 1 and 2, and their entire industry has now collapsed, they've gone to a war economy. So has France, so has Britain, and that's Europe's answer always and has been for 1,000 years. War economy. Now, what is really going on? Here's the bottom line. Not even a year ago, Trump made a commitment of millions and billions of dollars to the top billionaires running AI, SoftBank, you know, all of his friends, you know, Peter Thiel.
Oh, yeah. 2 days in, he's in office. He's already doing deals with them for the hyperscalers.
Yes. So for them, he said, I'm going to provide you with investment capital. And so they all said, and that's what Sam Altman is saying, and that's what Elon Musk and others have said all along, Peter Thiel, oh, we can't fail, we're too big, we have government contracts, they'll bail us out. Well, that's what the banks have done repeatedly, right? So the banks, we already can see that the banks are completely bankrupt because of the overnight repos that are in the trillions of dollars.
And the shadow banking.
And the shadow banking, and the shadow credit, and all the inside credit systems, the Fed system, the central banks here in America and throughout the world, they're all completely corrupt and they're all on their last leg. So that economy doesn't work anymore. So what is the economy that they jumped to? Well, remember when NASDAQ opened? It was the tech economy. And so Technocracy Incorporated, Dark Enlightenment, took over America. And now Dark Enlightenment controls poor Trump's weak mind, because he believes now that AI is going to be damaging, but it's the new war. So what did stupid King Charles say? We're at war. We must win the AI war at all costs, even if it means the extinction of humanity. Why? Because more money is being invested, fake money. There's no real money invested in this at all.
I beg to differ. Investment companies, investment funds, pension funds, they all invested in this stuff because it was high returns in insurance companies.
Well, you see, the large companies have it in their stock investment portfolio.
Yes.
What I'm saying is that NVIDIA, that just said, oh, we don't know if we have a single chip we can give to China after the new deal that Trump just did with China to provide chips to allow the Chinese students to come in and for us to provide oil to China, which is a lie. We're simply going to release the ships that China was using as pirate ships to steal from Venezuela. So we're not giving any oil to China. But look, on the outside, it would look as if Trump is bragging that he got all these agreements with China. No agreement with China has ever been honored with any country. That's why it's failing.
What we were talking about last night is that Trump is doing to Xi what Xi did to China, to Trump last time, making these huge, big promises, and not a one of them came through. So Trump goes, oh, there are big, huge promises and things to do. Nothing's going to happen.
Not one.
Okay.
So now here's the deal. AI is where all the money is moving. The money that is, in fact, really just asset management companies moving around digits. But they're moving around trillions of dollars. Now, they know, because they knew from the beginning, from what I just told you before, every single major billionaire was involved in creating the ethics committees for AI, and they all agreed it's the end of humanity if it goes forward.
Well, it's going forward. It is forward. So I guess we're looking at the end of humanity.
It's not going forward. It's going. It's the plan looks like it's going forward. It can't because it's inviolable. It's not possible.
I know.
Insanity.
I mean, in the end, when you look down the road, they still need human beings to come and fix the air conditioner units on the outside of the thing. AI can't fix it itself. I get that. But between here and there is going to be a lot of death.
It's the end of humanity. And because why? We're choosing machine intelligence, which really is not intelligence. It's just subsets, sets and subsets. That's all it is, over human intelligence. So we've chosen machines over humans. And so we basically jump to the dystopian picture that you see in all science fiction movies that start off that way in a dystopia. What happened? Well, it first went to what? Computers. Then the computers went rogue, and then they made cyborgs, and then they made wetworks and humans, and then they made robots. And now, right now, yesterday, they advertised that I can buy a robot for $73,000. There's like five of these types of robots. I can buy them.
Okay, you can buy them, but they don't do anything.
They can't do anything. They have to be programmed.
It's all an illusion.
It's all a techno. It's techno.
They have to propagandize us that there is a huge need for these AI data centers and AI period, because there is no need for it. But for them, there is, because this is the control surveillance grid. They got to have enough compute to take all that metadata that they're going to collect on us, from the flock cameras to your Zumba in your house, the little vacuum cleaner, wherever. You know, all of that information has to be kept somewhere, so they need huge data centers to keep it, but even bigger centers to compute it, because then you got to go in there and make sense of all this data. And then you'll be isolated, targeted, and you're out.
Now, there is a solution, and that's that the sun, which gives us all of our life, is a being, and it can actually intervene here.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is when the big billionaires came up with the lie of climate change, they gave us 11 years. Okay, we now have until 2030 is what they say. So we have 4 more years for the big billionaires to rip off everybody, take as much wealth and assets as they can, and take it to their hidey hole. Why? Because they believe that's the only solution there is. That's how the only way they're going to survive. And they actually are not human beings anymore. They've become like an Asperger's person. They're not human. They have been possessed by dark enlightenment. They've been possessed by the religion of science that believes that the myth of artificial intelligence, general or synthetic, that when the singularity happens and the artificial intelligence becomes synthetic and can control all of humanity, that's why we have to have an ID, because they can't control you and your money, because that's the only thing that matters anymore, unless you have an ID, which is then connected to a social credit system, which already is in place in many places. But look what happened in China. They put Dragonfly, the social credit system, in place, and then they had to kill many of their people. So many that they are basically going to collapse.
And I'm just so tired of the stupidity of people out there not willing to look at the truth. For example, you have one community that's bragging that they're using paper ballots now. They're get rid of the election boxes from Dominion or Smartmatic, whoever they were using it from. And they're going to use paper ballots. And they're very happy to report that they're going to have those tallied, because somebody has to count them, through Hart InterCivic. The same freaking system that runs all the other rigged election boxes. So, well, these people did nothing.
Nothing. And who owns them? Politicians. How can a politician own the voting boxes? The electronic, which can be manipulated.
Yeah, but it's a software inside. As
exactly.
We found out, it's Optech software. And you're looking at Mark Malik Brown, George Soros, and homegrown Mitt Romney from Utah. Oh, and all these data centers are going in Utah. Wonder if Mitt Romney's involved in that too. Well, anyway, wrap it up. You've given me no consolation. I am here looking at the end of the world. What do I do? I'm just a family, and this is what's facing me.
Kiss the myth, which never happened, of a free market democracy in America, which that's what they try to tell us we're in. We're not. We never have been. So once you break out of that mold and you break your entrancement, you break your enchantment, you break the spell of materialism and science, then you can simply go off and realize that we are developing right now the future. It is not going to be on this planet. It isn't going to be anything that is material. It is, with full disclosure, as we told you before, full disclosure, I told you from day one, there will never be any physical evidence of any aliens from other worlds. That's complete nonsense. They are machines made by the military, but what we have here is, full disclosure, showed us what? Exactly as I predicted. Pictures of plasma balls.
Yes, plasma.
Plasma. All the different Ophanimes, who are actually spiritual beings who carry down forces to transform our Earth so that we can have breathable air and drinkable water and an atmosphere to live in our, it's in our bodies, plasma's everywhere. So it, we will break forth with new icons. If you do not have new leitmotifs, you cannot have a new culture. So we don't need a breakaway culture. We need a newly founded culture based upon new revelations.
We don't have time for that, Doug.
Consciousness has time for
it. World?
Time and space doesn't look like it does, but consciousness
does. If people don't
does.
Get out of their chairs and get down to their town halls and start protesting this stuff, this has to happen. And not only that, you can protest the AI, but you need to get in the face of your politicians that are allowing these things to happen. The zoning, the meters that are going to be running constantly with more and more charges to your electric bill.
Yes.
The property taxes. While you're down there with your AI buddies, go in, see the property assessor, and start raising hell about these damn property taxes. I mean, but will that do anything? No, because they're going to keep building AI. Oh, now Trump says, well, we're just going to make the military installations, and we'll just do what we want. And he doesn't care about us out here. He said as much. He didn't care about our financial predicaments or that there's inflation or that the price of gas is going up. He doesn't give a rat's ass. But boy, you want to make sure that those Trump children have everything and make money off of everything. That's his brood. What about my brood? What about your brood?
That's the worship of mammon, and it is the illness of our age. And yes, Trump was always completely susceptible to that. I mean, he had casinos. He was a real estate agent in New York. You can't get any more corrupt than the people he hung out with.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. We elected him because he was actually a person who wasn't just overwhelmed and possessed by evil and never had a job like Jerry Nadler.
Boy,
or
was that propaganda good?
Pencil neck, what's his name? You know, all these people, they've never had a job. They can't do anything. They're simply vampires. They are parasites.
Okay.
Now, let's go back. You want to know the answer. The answer is very simple. The United States, different scientific organizations, geology organizations, and so on and so forth in America and the world say that the geomagnetic force of the Earth is being depleted so much that it will end this year. In other words, the reason that they overstretched their own play with AI is because they don't even think they have 4 years.
Are you kidding? You mean the end is soon?
It's now. It's this year. 2026, they say there will be no magnetic force to hold us on the face of the Earth anymore if it continues at the exponential rate that it is depleting. And we are now seeing magnetic holes open up all over the Earth, which I predicted a long time ago. Why? Because Rudolf Steiner also predicted it. But it was easy to see. And so we're seeing this. We're seeing aurora borealis happen in places
right.
where it never, it
right.
can't happen, according
right.
to the
still
theories.
Nothing really happens, you see? That's the thing. We get that, we hear that, but then in my world, I don't see any signs of this, other than it's going to be hot the next few days.
Well, you see, all the climate change is an indication that the beings from Venus, Mercury, and Vulcan are coming through the breach and the threshold between the physical and the spiritual. And so we see it all the time. Now, I'm seeing miracles everywhere. I'm seeing people wake up. I'm seeing the good work we did 10 years ago. Now, it's true, it took them 10 years to get it, but now there's hundreds of people taking up the storyline, the narrative that we exposed as truth history 10 friggin' years ago. It took 10 years for them to get it.
I'm saying it's too late. Because people are getting dislocated from their homes through a variety of reasons. Then they go to an RV or a car to live if they are so lucky. Then they get shaken out of that because there's no place to park them. and the gas is so high you can't just drive forever. You get shaken out of that. You go to a warm climate like California, and then in San Francisco, they're sweeping the streets of the homeless. So all the stuff goes into the dump. Where do the people go? Well, I hear a lot of chitter chatter on the internet about these white vans that come afterwards, and they pick up the people. So what we're doing is we're flushing our people down a drain.
73,000 of them in the last 2 weeks.
And so we can talk about this, all this stuff.
Took their tents, took everything they owned.
Everything.
And you know what the people, the politicians said? Oh, well, they just went indoors.
Oh,
they just went indoors. That
no,
was their
were,
answer.
They were killed off. It's like, okay, let's
or,
finish
or,
up.
Or they said they went indoors, they went into homes or shelters. No, the shelters and the homes were already filled.
And they're taken.
And that was one city.
Like the guy, the salesman that came here to the house the other day, he says, oh, you remember me? He was here a few years ago. And, oh, I got a new kidney, because he was having kidney problems when he got here. He was on dialysis. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. And he was talking about his new kidney. And I wanted to ask him, where do you think that kidney came from? Boy, people are so clueless.
Yeah, well, we're in a war, and the war is no longer what... They won't tell you what the name of the war is. The war is called Machines Against Humans. Like right now, how many people would not agree that computers mess up everything ultimately? In the short run, they give us convenience. In the long run, wait until you get a computer glitch that you can't solve and you can't get a human on the phone. Why? Because it's a war of machines against humans. And that's what we're in. And the people running the big companies for the machines, they're the ones with the large contracts, the asset management support from, you know, BlackRock and all the other groups. And what are they doing? They're speeding towards their demise. Now, the book of Revelation is not a prophecy per se. It is what happens when humanity or a human is pulled across the threshold between the physical and spiritual world. It's as simple as that. What will happen? Your evil demons will come out. The demons of your thinking, feeling, and willing. What do we see in the world playing out in geopolitics? The doubles. We see the demons at the threshold coming out. And what do we see all around us? The poisons that have to be purged from our system before we can go into the spiritual world. Now, we can all go into the spiritual world every time we sleep, when we die, or when you meditate or pray. So they can't stop that. That is the freedom that we have. All these other people, when you look at the head of NVIDIA, when you look at the head of OpenAI, when you look at Elon Musk, when you look at these people, these are demon-possessed people who already live in hell because they know they're living a lie, and they are trying to hide what they think we don't know, but many of us do know it. They can't get out of it. We can. And that is the solution. Do not believe in the new religion of science. Do not believe that you have constitutional freedoms. Do not believe for 1 minute that any machine is there to help you. Do not believe your bank is there to benefit you. No, you have to be as wise as a serpent and as gentle as a dove. And behind every flower, as the saying goes, in nature, there is a poisonous serpent. But if you know that, that poison can actually be the healing alkahest that can heal all things. So when you see the evil and you call it out, it defangs it. It takes away its power. And so every time that we have helped awaken people, and I look at this all the time, I look at people who now have channels that have amazing amount of followers. And where did they get their information? From listening to us for 10 years. Why? Because we've been telling you the same truths for 10 years and giving you all the proof. Why can't you look at it? Because you have cognitive dissonance, because the war of all against all is attacking you from all directions, in the air, in water, in food, in human reactions, in psychological responses from people, in your supposed government, in every idea that people get, and all the isms. The isms are all demonic programs. Every ism, name an ism that actually works. It is an idea that did not get put into reality, and therefore demons came in and took it over. Communism, Bolshevism, the Chinese Communist Party, on and on, the party of the regions in Ukraine, the fascists, the, you know, all the different parties. These parties, what do? They lie to you, and they usually have one group taking advantage of another group. Now, no, it's all groups taking advantage of all groups. Every billionaire wants to take the money of every other billionaire if they're possessed by mammon, the worship of money. So it's okay. You just got to dodge the bullets. You just have to build your arc of light, which is one that is here now, but it's also literally in like a plasmic realm where it isn't physical, but it's right there in front of you. So if you awaken through consciousness, time and space cannot get you, and the machines can't get you if you don't give yourself over to the machines. So everything you do, do it consciously, do it with love, and do it knowing that Christ is the being of the sun who is protecting the earth from all of the cataclysmic bombardment from the sun on the earth, which is because of human actions, by the way. Know that we've seen this again and again and again. And in the last 2 years, we've seen solar intervention that saved the entire earth many times. That should give you some faith right there, folks, because it was supposed to have ended. And when they say there's no more magnetism on the earth, no, that's all going to turn around and it's going to go exactly quickly back to what it was. That's what always happens on the sun and on the earth when these things happen. This is it's a rhythmic process of the earth. So when you get freaked out by all of these things, it's because you didn't take it one point at a time. You looked at all of it, it became overwhelming, and you basically couldn't find your spirit because you were so overwhelmed by the material world.